But whom he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Portion of today's Old Testament lesson from the 29th of Jeremiah, the 7th verse. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare you will find your welfare. In the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior and the Lord of the Church, and the Beloved. The predominant color around here lately has been red. And not cardinal red, but the red in the parliaments the last few days, for the days of St. Simon and Jude, for the Reformation Festival on Thursday, and for All Saints' Day on Friday. And the emphasis has been primarily on the kingdom of grace, and in the case of All Saints' Day, also on the kingdom of glory. The Old Testament lesson for today shifts the focus to God's kingdom of power in general and to our relationship to civil government in particular. You remember the way in which the 16th article of the Augsburg Confession begins. It is taught among us that all government in the world and all established rule and laws were instituted and ordained by God for the sake of good order. Father Luther has a stronger statement in the Large Catechism under the Fourth Commandment, where he says, "We civil rulers, as to our own parents, God gives us food, house and home, protection and security. Therefore, since they bear this name and title with all honor as their chief glory, it is our duty to honor and magnify them as the most precious treasure and jewel on earth." And while Luther was no doubt thinking primarily of kind and benevolent rulers, he says in these small called articles, "God sometimes permits much good to come to a people through a tyrant or scoundrel." In the text, God has a message through the prophet Jeremiah for the early exiles transplanted to Babylon. It is a message that comes also to us, strangers and pilgrims, who have here no continuing city. And the message is, seek the welfare of the city. We pray that God's Holy Spirit will bless both speaking and hearing. The text says very simply how and why we should seek the welfare of the city. And there are three ways in which we are to do it. In the first place, repent. God calls his exiles to repentance by reminding them that he is the one who sent them into exile. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. And in verse 4, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile. God is reminding his people that it was because of their sin that they were where they were. For years, Jeremiah had been speaking out against their idolatry and rebellion. Poverty had been apprehended, later thrown into prison, and it well nigh cost him his life. And so God is saying, whatever you don't appreciate where you are, know that it is because of your sin that you are where you are. That message comes also to us in the heartland of USA 1985. We are, first of all, to seek the welfare of the city by repentance. This is not to say, as some have suggested, that we should heap upon ourselves, corporately and individually, all the evil of our country over 200 years, from the mistreatment of the slaves to Vietnam and the Beirut bombing and everything in between. And yet we also are part of the evil of our world, and the gods of America have very often, too often, become our gods. Very easy for preachers to stand up in the pulpit and talk about all the sins out there. The alcohol and drug abuse, the gross immorality, the leniency in our courts, the crime in our streets. But is it not true that we are exiles in this dreary land, and that the exile we experience in a fallen world is also because of our sin? To seek the welfare of the city is, first of all, to repent. secondly, God says, do it by prayer. Seek the welfare of the city where it's sent to the exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. Can you imagine how hard that must have been for those children of Israel to pray for the welfare of Babylon? Pray for Babylon? You who have been uprooted by these uncircumcised from the land promised to us. Pray for Nebuchadnezzar, who has ravaged thy land, taken all the treasures of the king's house, the gold from the temple of God. Yes, that is precisely what I mean, says the Lord. Perhaps it is easier to pray for our country, perhaps, than it was for them to pray for Babylon. We pray, I'm sure, for our president and for those who are in authority in our private prayers. You remember in the corporate prayers of the church, civil government, during these weeks, no doubt, we pray for a blessing on the Senate meeting that comes up in the middle of this month. You could do so much more. George Crouch, in his little volume, By Word and Prayer, after he spends several paragraphs talking about national leaders and the governors and mayors, goes on to say, I pray for the many organizations of community service and ask your blessing on them. And how often have you prayed for these? Hospitals, schools, social service agencies, church, the police department, the fire department, the sanitation department, for all organizations and agencies seeking to serve mankind. For without your gift of reason and the social structures you have ordained, we would live in chaos and despair. What that means when he says pray for the welfare of the city. It means thirdly, to pray for, to seek the welfare of the city involves an active life in our community. As the people of God were told in the reading we heard before, to build houses, live in them, plant gardens, eat their produce, take wives, have sons and daughters, multiply, and don't decrease. So we are to live our lives to the full as good citizens of our country. Because we seek a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, does not mean that we are to do what others have done in the past, climb up on the rooftop, dress ourselves in white, and simply do nothing but wait for the Lord. We have so many opportunities to seek the welfare of the city. And that means even more than voting and paying our taxes and being against abortion and pornography. Pastors and lay people, especially in smaller communities, have so many opportunities to support general education, to improve hospital care, to promote the arts, and a host of other things, all without stepping over that line where we invade, as the 28th article of Augustana says, the control and the influence of the other power. As though we were trying to make and prescribe for the temporal power laws concerning worldly men. Pastors who deal all of the time with eternal truth, and we on this campus who live a somewhat cloistered existence, can so easily turn our back upon the world and all its needs. God says, seek the welfare of the city. Yeah. Trying to make this early to practically read what the text says. Pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. As Babylon was blessed through the presence of God's repentant people, so they in turn would be blessed through the welfare of the city. That, of course, has its gospel implications, because we're reminded of what St. Paul said to Timothy when he said, pray for kings and for all in our own authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is well and good pleasing to the Lord, who wants everybody to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Pray for good days of quiet and peace for the sake of the gospel, so that gospel can have free course and be glorified, that many more may come to know the love of Jesus, by whose blood the Father offers forgiveness for all the rottenness of our world and all the rotten ones of our world, for America's sins, for your sins and my sins. Someday the exile will be over. We shall be gathered from the far country and brought home, even as God promised the same to his people of old. Even now, God says to us, as he said to them, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. For us, that is an eternal hope, when we shall be transplanted to that heavenly Jerusalem, where the welfare of that city will be ours forevermore. In the light of that glory, let us seek now the welfare of the city. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds